This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catroupi as we go for broke. Well, the timing couldn't be more perfect. A new research project is seeking to learn from the experiences of those affected by the flooding in Singleton and Broke and Bulga this year to gather vital insights on preparedness and response and reduce future flood risk. To find out more about this, I'm joined by Associate Professor Mel Taylor from Macquarie University, who is leading this research for the Natural Hazards Research Australia. Mel, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to speak to you, Darren.
Likewise, and I should say a former colleague in the emergency services world.
Indeed.
So tell us about this research. What is it you're really trying to get out of it?
Okay, so this is an actually quite a large project. So it's across New South Wales and Queensland. And we're looking to hear from people who've been impacted by floods June 2022, and hearing more about their experiences and things that are important to them, things they've encountered either as part of their preparedness or the actual decisions they made during the actual floods. All the impacts that they've had subsequently as a result of the flooding.
You've been involved in this sort of thing before in the bushfire space, as I've worked with you on.
Yeah, that's right. So we're taking an approach that we've used after bushfires on a number of occasions, in New South Wales and elsewhere, and where we've gone out to communities or we've contacted communities that have been impacted by bushfires, in that case, floods here, to get them literally to listen to them. So, whatever it is they would like to tell us about their experience, we're keen to capture that information. And we're going out, as you say, into the area you're in today and further afield as well to try to, capture the sort of extent of the various impacts that the floods have had. And we know, we know at the moment flooding is still going on, but people have been impacted in so many different ways, everything from, in some areas being rescued from their roofs, through to perhaps not having a lot of impact directly on their properties, but their livelihoods, their ability to get around and do things, communicate even, have been really severely impacted.
So how will this work as far as, person A puts their hand up, what happens?
Yep. Okay, so at the minute we're looking to encourage people who might be interested to contribute to the project to register with us so that we can take some basic information and make sure we get a mix of people in the study. And what we'll do is, after gathering that information, we'll then schedule an interview with people and have a chat, probably on over Zoom online, so it's nice and convenient, and capture their stories that way. So we've got a link for people to follow if they're interested in taking part in the study. I'll give that to you now if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
So that's www.naturalhazards.com.au/floods2022, which is a lot to remember. But
it's all right. We'll put it up on our website as well.
Yeah, no, thank you for that. So what we're doing in this first part, so we've got an interview sort of phase of the project where we're looking to capture a broad range of impacts that people have had and various things that have impacted their decisions during the floods or their preparedness and indeed sort of the things they're doing now to try and recover or make decisions in the future. And then the second part of the study is that information is going to be put into a survey, or some of those elements are going to be put into a survey so we can try and capture the extent to which some of those things are actually being felt across a broader population, if you like, of flooding impacted communities.
So there are some people that just aren't into talking to people about what they've gone through, but if they can complete a survey or do something privately themselves and submit it, is that an option as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So that link I gave you, if people go to that, they'll be asked if they want to consider doing an interview or the survey. And if they just want to do the online survey, what we'll do is we'll just take a contact email and we'll send that to them when that's available. And that's going to be a little bit later on, probably towards the end of September, early October, when we've had time to sort of start to analyse some of these interviews that we're doing now.
And how long will this research project take, do you think?
Well, we've got a deadline of early 2023 for the report. So we're looking to have all the interviews completed by the end of August, have the surveys completed by October, and then we'll be into the analysis and publishing, and that report's going to be available openly at the end.
What do you hope to get from this information and what we actually do with it?
Yeah, well, as we have with the previous bushfire projects like this, we usually identify some really good insights that help to inform the emergency services or others that have been involved in various stages of the emergency, whether that's more in recovery in this case. But we do have support on this project from New South Wales SES, so we will be reporting back to them directly. And certainly they'll be interested in some of the things that they have more direct involvement with. So, you know, whether that's in preparedness, whether that's in communication, whether that's in response. We've had some great outcomes with previous research in terms of changing approaches, changing ways in which, you know, communities can get involved in preparedness. As a group of researchers, we've got quite varied interests. So, as I think you probably know, Darren, I've been really interested in animals and the impact that animals have on people's decision-making and their ability to evacuate and indeed recover their livelihoods afterwards. So, you know, I'm going to be interested in pursuing some more of that sort of angle of the project. We've got other people in the project and into communications, those who are into, you know, relocation and those sorts of decisions about where you live in the future and things like that. So although this initial project will be looking at probably some of the more direct impacts that would be relevant to the emergency services, you know, the broader picture is much, much broader in terms of where we hope we can make some changes and make some recommendations.
What do people do if they're interested in participating?
Okay, so this is research that's funded by Natural Hazards Research Australia, and their website is www.naturalhazards.com.au, and then if you put /floods2022, you should come to the project page where you can click on the registration form and we can get that initial information from you and then get back to you.
Associate Professor Mel Taylor, Lead Researcher and Occupational Psychologist from Macquarie University, thank you very much for joining us and good luck with the research.
Thank you and good luck to all the residents in the area with there today.
This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catroupi as we go for broke, broadcasting live from Broke Community Hall on 981 2NM.